Happy Advent! As we prepare to welcome Jesus once again into the world, we intentionally set aside time each day to listen, meditate, and talk to God. Preparing for Jesus involves much more than buying presents and organizing parties. The more we devote ourselves to learning about the world into which Jesus was born, the more deeply we will understand what it means to welcome Him into our world. Join us as we seek to welcome Jesus with our whole heart, mind, body, and strength this Advent season. Hello, welcome back to our podcast for Advent in 2023. We are continuing our discussion of the first Advent in Palestine, and we are now all the way to chapter 9. I am Pastor Jill, and this is Rachel.
Hello, I work here at First Lutheran, and it's just been so great to read through this book this Advent season with you.
Yeah, absolutely, and you're the Children, Youth,
Children,
and Family
Youth
Director.
And family, yes.
So, yes, we find a lot of ways to connect with this story. So today, Chapter 9 is called Even After God Arrived, and it tells the story of the Holy Family, Rachel, and the slaughter of the innocents, which is an often overlooked part of this story, but this is what happens after Jesus is born and how the world is affected. And the hard thing is that everything wasn't suddenly perfect right now that Jesus was born. And we wonder, we wrestle, how are we supposed to live in this world where we know there is a happy ending, but we are not there yet? And are we called to just like hold our breath and wait for that happy ending? Or are we called to interact with what's going on? And one sentence that really jumped out to me was on page 148, where the author wrote, "We who seek to embody God's peace on earth respond to the perpetual invitation into places of pain." And it's hard to think that Jesus was born into a place of pain, which,
really,
but he was.
Absolutely. I mean, this story of the innocents being slaughtered, it's not part of our nativity sets.
Right.
You don't have soldiers coming in and bring that in January. That doesn't happen. So it's hard to imagine that pain.
Right. And the world almost immediately reacted negatively to Jesus' birth. And then Jesus' whole life was... Yep. I mean, I hope there were happy points for him, but we hear stories about people sneaking up on him and trying to entrap him and then setting obstacles for him, and the people he loved and ministered to, they were in pain. So of course he came to a place of pain, but I hadn't thought about it like that. You think of a new birth and everybody's celebrating, but then we too are not called necessarily to have easy lives.
No.
We are called to use what we have been given to assist people who are in pain in some way, whether it's emotional pain or economic pain or physical pain. And that can be just a really heavy burden. It's hard to think about Advent and our calling to be those that walk towards the pain.
I was at seminary, I remember hearing that Jesus meets us in our suffering. And to think about when you're looking for Jesus, look where people are suffering, because that's where Jesus meets us. And I think about that in a life that started with other peers being murdered and running away and being a refugee is so full of pain that we all see. Yeah.
Right.
So on page 149, it talks about how when the Magi left and Jesus's family had to leave Israel and leave Bethlehem and go to Egypt, they were refugees. And we think about what that means today. People, even in that same part of the world in Palestine, are now becoming internally displaced people. And then there's people all around who are relying on the hospitality of others when they don't have a home. And our church is trying to be a place that welcomes refugees in our country, but there's always people who need help.
I mean, right. I don't think I had heard Jesus called a refugee until maybe the last several years. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a new concept for me, but yeah. Of course he was.
Absolutely.
He definitely was. He had to leave and go to Egypt for his own safety. And I think about, like you were bringing up, the conflict right now in Gaza. And I remember learning that, like, Egypt is refusing to house refugees.
Absolutely.
And how do you make that choice when people just across the border are suffering? But then, of course, our country does the same thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, we refuse to be a welcoming place for a lot of reasons, but none of those reasons matter when somebody is suffering.
Absolutely. And the author here writes about how even after Jesus arrived in this world and God came to us, we still have this reason to lament, because there's still massacres, there's still suffering, still trauma. And she says on page 147, Advent calls us to wrestle honestly with this truth. Troubles don't just disappear because Jesus arrived. This world is still harsh and riddled with injustice. And we see that everywhere we look, really. We see injustice, and we think about how we can be moments of that inbreaking of God in the world, how we can be kind to our neighbors. Here in Columbia Heights, I just hear from the school district, they've had over 70 families just this year immigrate, refugees either from Ecuador or from Guatemala, just right now in our school district. So there's a lot of need, and our church welcomes refugees, but it's it seems like the world needs to be called together to serve. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So the last part on the end of the chapter, the author Kelly writes about bringing peace into this and saying the call to disarm violence is a necessary ingredient of God's restorative justice, and it's congruent with the first Advent. We have to welcome God in this new way, and that doesn't include violence. It's a new kingdom, a different peace, and a future of lasting justice. And I pray for that, for what's happening in Palestine and what's happening in Israel, but also what's happening here in our own country and in our own schools and in our own workplaces. We need a different kind of peace that's not trying to take advantage of other people, but that is bringing a new light to that. So let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that despite all of our pain and suffering, in the suffering and pain of the world, Jesus meets us in those moments. Jesus grew up knowing what it was to deal with suffering and trauma, to meet those who are refugees and those who don't have enough. God, we pray for everyone in the world right now who doesn't have a safe home, who's not where their homeland is. We pray that they would have peace. And we pray that us here listening to this podcast today, that we would bring your justice and the nonviolent peace that you bring into our lives, moment by moment, person by person, this Advent. Amen.
Amen.